Can you please mention some points about the beliefs of Ash'ari?
The Ash'ari, تأخذون حقكم جملة أنتم. The Ash'ari believes, first of all, the Ash'ari believes that the Tawheed, which is you have to believe, is to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists and He created the world. If you said that, you became Muslim. We believe that if you believe that, you are not Muslim yet. Ahlul Sunnah believe, whoever believes in this, he's not Muslim yet. Why? Because in the Prophet ﷺ time, all the kuffar believed, or most of the kuffar believed, that Allah exists. And Allah, He's the creator. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَاللَّهِ يَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. And so many verses. But they are not Muslims. So what is the Tawheed is? That you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Therefore, when you see their books and beliefs, whenever they talk about La ilaha illallah, they don't know what the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Even their greater scholars, even their a'immah, like Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari himself. When he said what Allah means, قال الإله هو القادر على الاختراع. في كتابه المقالات. إله, it means the creator. No, إله doesn't mean the creator. Not in the English, not in the Arabic, at all. It doesn't have any related to this, to the meaning he gave. Not in Sharia. Allah, it comes from the word إله, يعني معبود, the one you worship. Has nothing to do with creator. And worse than him, another Ash'ari's Imam, Al-Razi. قال الإله هو الذي تألهه العقول يعني تتحير فيه العقول. He said, Allah is the one who raised doubts in your mind. Therefore, so many of the Shia scholars believe that the first obligation is in you that you have doubt about Allah. Then you believe in Him. So they order you to have doubt, then to believe. هذه نظرية معروفة جاء بها كثير من علماء الأشاعرة المتأخرين لا سيما المتأخرين كالآمدي والرازي والغزالي وغيرهم. Also, they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attribute as we do. They believe only in 7 attributes. And they don't believe in the rest. They don't believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has wisdom. They don't believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy. They don't believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, He got angry. They don't believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above His throne. They don't believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above the heavens. One of the points also the Ash'ari's يعني are different from us, the concept of Iman. The concept of Iman. We believe Iman based on 3 pillars. Believes in heart, actions, and statements. بِاللِّسَانِ بِالْقَلْبِ بِالْأَعْمَالِ. Ash'ari said, if you have a belief in your heart, that's it, you mu'min. No belief, no actions, no statement even. ليس حتى لم يذكروا حتى الإقرار باللسان وإن ذكرها بعضهم وقالوا العمل ليست من الإيمان. Ash'ari also doesn't believe in the predestinies like us, القدر. Ash'ari believe that you do not have capability or will to do whatever you want. Allah forced us to do everything. But we look like the people who are doing from our own will, but in fact not. And they give this famous example they have. They said, if there is a rock between 2 mountains, hanging between 2 mountains, and you come under the rock and you put your hand underneath of the rock like this, it looks like what? Holding the rock, but in fact not. This is us. We act as if we doing the sins. We act as if we doing the actions from our own will. But in fact, no, Allah forcing us on it. And this is what they call it, al-kasb. This is this belief in the predestiny, the qadr, the al-jabriya. Also, they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words like us, al-Quran. They believe that al-Quran is not what you read. This what you read, these words, these letters, it's Allah did not pronounce it.
The Quran is meaning. Some meaning in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For somehow, Jibreel figured out this meaning. He told Muhammad, Muhammad told us. But Jibreel never heard this word from Allah. This is their belief. يقولون بأن القرآن كلام معنى نفسي ليس له لم يتلفظ به الله والله ليس كلامه لا بصوت ولا بحرف إنما هو معنى فهمه جبريل إما عبر عنه الرسول الملكي أو الرسول الإنسي. الشاعرs also believe that أحد أخبار the narrations if it is أحد that cannot accepted in عقيدة cannot accepted in عقيدة. It's more than 20 chapters of Aqidah we have difference between us and Ash'ari. 20 chapters in Aqidah. Ash'ari's also are three different schools, levels. The first group of them very close to us, like Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari. And Abu al-Hasan believes in many of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes. He believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above the throne, above the creations, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hands, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's face, he believes in these attributes. But Asha'iras, who claim that the Ash'ari following him, none of them believe in that. They said, if you believe that, even you are kafir. Like Al-Razi, Al-Amidi, all this. And sometimes were very aggressive. Ibn Tumart, the one who established Ad-Dawlat al-Muwahideen in Morocco, he used to kill everyone Sunni. If you don't believe in Ash'ari, you will be killed, executed. Therefore, the Madhab Ahl-Sunnah almost vanished from North Africa because of this guy. He never in the history, you can read somebody was aggressive like him against Ahl-Sunnah among the Ash'ari. He has a state called Muwahideen. وَكَانَ شِعِيًّا خَالِصًا حَتَّى إِنَّ الدَّعَ النُّبُوَّةِ فِي آخر حياته. يعني حتى عنده تشيع أقصد. He also very attached to Shia. And in the end of his days, he used to say that he is prophet. أعوذ بالله. حتى قتله يعني من قتله. ابن تومرت في المغرب. Anyway, it is also a long story. And to tell you, يعني, do you know that most of the Muslims today, institutes, teach these beliefs? That's what يعني make me very frustrated. That's what makes me very, يعني, I believe deep in my heart that we are very away from Allah's victory. Because we are so much away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's religion. And if you go to study in Azhar, if you go to study in Syria, in Jordan, in some of the Gulf countries, that's what you're going to study in the Aqidah, in most of these institutes. يعني even hatta things doesn't make sense. So that's what telling us, but alhamdulillah, it doesn't mean these institutes like Al-Azhar now. There is a lot of people, alhamdulillah, raised the aqidah of Al-Salaf Al-Salih radiallahu anhum, and they put it inside Al-Azhar. It's not like the old days. And there's reasons behind that. Maybe, inshallah, when we talk in details about Asha'ira. And this is one of the things also people not aware of the dangers of this madhab. Jazakumullah khair wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Allahumma in kana fi aqwalihi min haqq. فاكتبه لنا واغفر ما كان من أقوالنا من خطأ وزلل وصلى الله على نبينا محمد.
For further information, please visit our website www.hudarp.com. That is HUDARP.com. Our email address is HUDARP@yahoo.com. That's HUDARP@yahoo.com. No part of these lectures may be reproduced in any form except with the written approval of HRP. Your kind consideration is highly appreciated.
جزاكم الله خير. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.